You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget, the ever-present and the most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. The crowd goes wild, as they always do. It's something I've gotten used to. I mean, walking out in public and having people mob me, cheering, young, beautiful women throwing their underwear at me. Welcome to the Stating the Obvious podcast. This is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the world. All around the world, no matter how far away you are, the cruise missile of my intellect can fucking take you down. And if there are survivors, sometimes people survive. You know, they could have a hardened bunker, you know, whatever. It can happen. If there are survivors, we mow them down with the machine guns in the control room over there on the other side of the glass. Lovely and adorable Randy, we're back. We just had some breakfast, watched a little more James Bond, finished off The World Is Not Enough with Denise Richards attempting to act and trying to be a nuclear physicist, which was hilarious, as I talked about. Started off into the next one. I'm coughing all over the place. And yes, it's still February the 1st, 2014. I am still the great one himself. This is still Stating the Obvious podcast, and it's still brought to you by Cynical Libertarian Society, which is still on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. And of course, you can still send us email feedback to God, that is still, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at cynlibsoc.com. And we are still going to write something down over here. We're still going to talk about the Rec Room Racism blog post. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I went and watched the Aaron Clary video about women mutilating themselves. It was brilliant. I would expect no less from Captain Capitalism. So if I remember, I'm going to put a link to the video. I'm going to put the video itself. I'm going to embed it into the show notes for this edition of Stating the Obvious. If I remember to do that. Sometimes I remember shit. Sometimes I don't. All right. With the Rec Room racism thing. Originally, I was going to talk about the comments posted below the post. Then I decided that was a waste of time and I wasn't going to do it. Then I started looking at them again and I decided I have to do this. I really have to talk about the comments because the comments, well, first of all, allow me to make fun of people, which is the primary purpose of Stating the Obvious. You know, for example, to make fun of fat women who walk up to skinny women and say to them, "You're so skinny, you need to gain weight. While, of course, these same fat women would be incredibly offended if you walked up to them and said, "Oh, you're so fat, you need to lose some weight." So I'm here to make fun of people. That is, for those of you new to the show, that's the overpowering reason for Stating the Obvious. I mean, yeah, I'm here to talk about anarcho-capitalism, and I'm here to talk about philosophy, and I'm here to attempt to spread reasoning and intelligence. But ultimately, when it all comes down to, the main purpose of Stating the Obvious is for me to have a good time. And the way I have a good time is insulting statist. That's a good time for me. At least sometimes. And I don't do this my entire life. But here on the show, that's my shtick. This is what I do here. All right. That's enough about my shtick. Oh, it's my shtick. Yeah, that's what she said. Whew. Okay. Let's scroll back down this thingy. And let's start in on the comments. Let me see if I sorted these right. God damn it, I want to restart this. All right, I want to start with the oldest because I want to go in order. And this blog site uses the discuss comment system, or disgust as I call it, because it's a giant piece of shit. La 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 la. There we go. And going through these comments will give us a great insight into the statist mindset, because of course most people are statist, and most of the people who commented on, all right, come on computer, most of the people who commented on this site are of course statist, because most of the population is statist. Most of the people who are going to comment are statist. And I'm just rambling about statism because I'm waiting for the fucking website. Come on, fucking website. Here we go. There's 191 comments so far. Here we go. The very first one is from Brown CSU student. It says, my cousin and I were waiting in line at Mojack's one day. I don't even know what that is. One Wednesday night. And we talked to the bouncer there. And I'm going to be trying to read these word for word, so when the English doesn't sound right, that's because I'm reading what it says. One Wednesday night, and we talked to the bouncer, there was it a bit. There was quite it a bit. Okay, that's not English. Anyway, he was a friendly guy, and he joked that how he wouldn't be allowed to let us in if we were at his other job at the rec room. He straight-faced said they deny customers who are black slash brown entry to the bar because it keeps it classy. Well, I mean, again, I wasn't there. Is it possible this person is making this up? Of course it's possible. It's totally possible that this is completely made up. But for the moment, let's assume that it's true. So here is the bouncer who works at the rec room saying that they don't want black and brown people in there in order to keep things classy. Now, the writer of this piece, Sarah, the person who writes this blog, you know, I appreciate what she's doing here, I really do, but let's not pretend she's not a left-wing statist feminist. Because, here we go, her response, she starts off with the femistatist response to everything. And I wish I was making this up, but I can't make this up. This is too good. Her response to this is, wow, just wow. Now there's more, but that, you know, anytime a femistatist sees something she, he, or it disagrees with, the response from a femistatist is usually, wow, just wow, as if that's some kind of fucking intellectual response. And of course, people make fun of me for using bad language and saying I'm not intellectual enough, which is odd because my bad language is wrapped around reasoning and thinking, whereas things like wow, just wow, are just wrapped around your head shoved up your ass. All right, she continues, maybe I'm naive, but the whole night, I just kept thinking, no way, there must be something else going on here. But the numbers are pretty stark. Now, this is, of course, the femistatist denial. There's no way there could be racism at a wannabe nightclub in Fort Collins. Why, this is Fort Collins. Why, we're so into tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism, and we have a college here, and our town is 89% white people. There's no way there could be racism here, because everybody here that I know is a liberal Democrat, just like me. No, Sarah, racism not only exists in your town, in your community, and among your people, but it exists because of your people, because of statist, because of left-wing statist. Left-wing statist support affirmative action and multiculturalism. If you don't have racism, you don't need affirmative action. If you don't divide people into different categories based on skin color, gender, so forth and so on, and then treat them differently, then you can't have multiculturalism. Affirmative action to exist requires that there be racism. Multiculturalism, in order to exist, requires that people be divided into groups and categories based on the color of their skin. So your whole idea that you just can't believe that this is happening here shows that, yes, you are naive. You are incredibly, mind-blowingly naive, and you need to stop believing everything you see on the fucking television set. The next comment is from Black Student Foco, and it says this: isn't the term, quote, people slash person of color, unquote, a little outdated? I mean, if you're going to write an article about racism, you probably shouldn't use a term that some black people take offense to. It would be like calling an Asian person Oriental. First of all, Black Student Foco, congratulations on playing the race card on somebody who is trying to expose racism. This perfectly illustrates my point. What's the word I want to use here? The affirmative action crowd, we are going, just as I use femistatist or feminazi or feminist to distinguish a certain type of person from all women, and just like I use GLBTer to distinguish a certain type of person from all homosexuals, I need to be equally precise when talking about minorities. And so for the moment, until I come up with a better word, I will refer to people like this as affirmative actioners to distinguish them from all black people or even all non-Caucasian people, whatever it's going to be, right? Because I don't want to do the blanket statement thing like, well, black people do so, because that's definitely not true. However, it is very safe to say that anybody who supports affirmative action, like this person obviously does, understands that you have to have, see, his whole point here, look, this blog post is trying to expose racism. Let me call the person who's writing the blog post racist, because as an affirmative actioner, I need racism, because without racism, there is no need for affirmative action. So I'm going to play the race card to keep racism alive, because racism is what enables me, and racism is part of my identity. It's fucking hilarious. Somebody who calls himself black person responds, oh, and by the way, yes, you can call Asian people Oriental. It's, what's the big fucking deal? And again, you know, we're still not to that point where we can refer to people as people. I even heard an argument about this. Somebody said, oh, it was on, so Facebook, there's that stupid meme that goes around where it's got the little check boxes for, you know, white, black, yellow, purple, what the fuck ever. And then there's like a line, all of them, and at the bottom it says human, and it's checked. And this, of course, is being disseminated on Facebook by the Being Liberal page, which, of course, is hilarious because liberals, left-wing statists, are the people who gave us affirmative action, which requires people to put a check in a box next to what color their skin is. And then liberals are attempting to make fun of something that they themselves brought upon the world. All right, anyway, the fuck was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So look, if we could just call people people instead of having to break them into categories, that would make all of this go away. But of course, again, we can't do that because affirmative action, tolerance, and diversity all require that humans be broken up into subcategories based on skin color so that you can then categorize them and shift them around and count them and have quotas and all this other stuff. Without racial discrimination, you can't have all of these so-called solutions. And if these solutions are working so well, why do we still have racism? Anyhow, Black Person writes, actually, it is the correct term. People of color was actually brought about by people of color themselves, and for the first time we collaborated and picked out that name to represent us instead of having whites categorize us with names. Notice how it's only whites. Thanks. Instead of having whites categorize us with names such as Negro or colored person, read your history, educate yourself, it will do you good in the future. Of course, Black Person is assuming Black Student Foco can actually read. Person of color, I'm a person of color. If you are, then you should educate yourself in the school that you are attending. People of color basically is the correct term to refer to anyone that is of non-white descent. This includes Asians. Stop creating drama when none is due. It gives us people of color a bad rap. And then somebody here replied to Black Student Foco with hashtag Uncle Tom. All right, anyway, that's funny. So he got bitch slapped. All right, scroll on down, scroll on down, scroll on down. Here is a comment from Rista. This is not surprising, LOL. Okay, when you fucking write LOL in anything on the internet, you are immediately branding yourself as a 14-year-old girl. I really hope you don't expect to be taken seriously. This is not surprising, LOL. We live in FOCO, but I guess it is to people who don't get racially discriminated on all the time and believe that racism is gone. No, racism is not gone. Again, if racism is gone, why do we have affirmative action? Why do we have tolerance? Why do we have diversity? Why do we have multiculturalism? Why do we have checkboxes on every fucking form from the government where you have to indicate what color your skin is? Okay, let's see. Here's a question. Were you able to track the number of people of color who were let in? Sarah responded, we didn't get that data, but there were absolutely people of color present inside the bar. What's concerning is the ratio of those turned away and the inconsistency of the dress code in general. And I would agree. I mean, this is legit. I think that's a legitimate way to look at it. If, right, again, as they said at the end of their statistics there, the vast majority of the people turned away in the two-hour time frame they were there were non-white. And then, of course, the inconsistency, if I slow down and fucking breathe, then I'll be able to talk. LOL! Oh my god! Hashtag OMG! Breathe. The inconsistent application of the dress code, as I said, that's something to be concerned about. And that's also, as I've said, and we'll say again with a little more clarity, I hope, something that's really easy to remedy. I'm going to go check in a little bit here and see what's up with the Facebook page. But last I heard, Rec Room had shut down their Facebook page where there were some complaints and yada, yada, yada. And who knows what else? I've never looked at the Rec Room Facebook page, so I can't speak to that from personal experience. But again, the owners of Rec Room can fix this really easily. All they have to do is write down the guidelines for the dress code, publish it on their website, publish it here in response to this blog post, publish it on their Facebook page, post it outside the bar, at the door where people are coming in. And so when you're standing there with the doorman says, you can't come in because you're violating the dress code, it would be perfectly legitimate and it would be beautifully perfect public relations for the owners of the bar to reclaim their reputation, for the dress code to be right there mounted by the door, and a person should be able to say, show me which part of the dress code I am violating right now, and the bouncer should have to point to that. And I mean, if the Rec Room did this, they could salvage much of their opportunity here. Much of their opportunity. Ugh. If Rec Room does this, and they're probably too stupid to do this, but they have the opportunity to salvage their reputation here. Not that the Rec Room has much of a reputation, because it's a fucking shithole. Anyway, let's see, what should we go? What should we go? Jesus, fuck, I can't talk. All right. Here is a comment from Jasmine Thompson. Yes, they are. Ever since they switched owners and changed names, they consistently deny African Americans and Hispanics. My boyfriend, who is mixed, was wearing a nice button-up and was told he couldn't get in, but the guy right before us was wearing one and was able to get in. Something needs to be done. Jacob replies, I completely agree with you, though it is owned by the same douchebag owners. Changing the name is a tactic used... Oh yeah, because they didn't switch owners, they just changed name, is what he's referring to. The bar is still owned by the previous people, they just remodeled it, changed names. Changing the name is a tactic owners use when they fuck up. Don't be fooled, either the Yeti and Drunken Monkey are owned by the same guys. I wouldn't support any of them. Let's see. Here is a question from somebody who calls himself Head of Security. How do you know these were not people who caused issues before? I worked there and I'm Mexican. My black friends have worked there. Maybe you should interview us before staging racist comments. Kristen, one of the writers, or one of the researchers, I should say, writes, interestingly enough, we did. The interview goes up tomorrow. Jasmine Thompson replied to head of security, LOL, so now we're in 14 girl territory again. LOL! Yeah, because all these people caused issues before. I've seen it happen to people who are just visiting out of state and getting denied. My fiance got denied and he's never caused issues there. Like, come on. And Sarah, the writer of the blog post, replies, I'm not discounting that possibility, but I would find it hard to believe that every person who was turned away that night had previously caused problems at the bar. And yeah, I can see that too. This also brings up shades of there's another bar here in Fort Collins called Washington's, locally referred to as Wash Bar. And at one point, many moons ago, and I don't know if this is still going on or not because Wash Bar is someplace I don't go, but at one point they were denying entry to anybody whose driver's license or ID indicated they lived in Greeley, because Greeley is known for gang activity and all this other shit, and so they didn't want Greeley people in there causing problems. As far as I know, nobody instituted a public outrage, but, you know, it is what it is. Just throw that out because it's semi-related. Manny leaves a comment, and he, I think it's a he, says this. It's not just clothes, and it's not just the bar. Washington's Drunken Monkey, oh, there's Wash Bar. Washington's Drunken Monkey and the Rev, I don't know what the Rev is, accuse me of being violent looking and a gang member because I have Indian feathers on my neck. I've been going there since 1997 with no incidents, but now I'm a threat because I choose to represent my heritage. These people will never know anything about me. Represent leaves this comment. Are there dress code rules posted anywhere, or are they just arbitrary? Is the dress code included in staff training manuals for all employees to enforce? We brown folks should all rent some suits and show up en masse, stand outside, and protest. Now again, see, this is one of the most intelligent comments so far. He's asked exactly the right question. Are these dress code rules, are they written down somewhere? If they're not, then it's obviously arbitrary. I mean, hello, if they're not written down, it's pretty fucking obviously arbitrary. And the idea that he and the brown folks should show up in some suits and protest, I mean, there you go. See, that's anarcho-capitalism doing what it does best. Now, what's going to happen? Let me throw this out before I forget and gloss over it. Here's what's going to happen from all of this, is somebody's going to try to pass a fucking law. Because statists, you know, everybody in this thing is a statist. Doesn't matter if they think it's racism or they don't think it's racism. Doesn't matter if they're on the side of the people turned away or the side of the business owners. All of these cocksuckers involved in this discussion are all a bunch of fucking statists. The only solution that any of them understand is violence. Everybody involved in this is going to be thinking there should be a law. And so the only thing that's going to come out of this, other than this website getting a whole bunch of hits and bumping up their website stats, the only thing that's going to come out of this is somebody's going to try to pass another fucking law, which will be enforced at the point of a gun, and freedom will go down. The owners of this bar, if they are in fact deliberately trying to keep out black and brown people, should totally be allowed to do that. And the black and brown people should totally be allowed, and anybody who wants to stand with them should totally be allowed to stand out there and protest, or better yet, take their money someplace else. Because the best way to fix a problem, such as this wannabe fucking nightclub not letting black and brown people in, is for nobody to go there and for them to go out of business. And then the business can be bought and taken over by somebody who doesn't give a shit what color you are. This is how anarcho-capitalism works. It doesn't work by passing fucking laws, which I guarantee will be, even, and the law, whatever it's going to be, may or may not get passed, but I 100% guarantee you people in response to this are going to try to fucking pass some kind of fucking law, because it's the only solution they understand. It's just like when that girl, many, many years ago, some girl in this local area got pulled over by a guy pretending to be a police officer, and he killed her. So what was the solution? Let's make it against the law to pretend to be a police officer. Because that's really going to stop. Somebody who's going to kill someone. So I'm going out, I'm going to kill somebody. And I'm going to go, oh, wait a minute, shit, I was going to kill somebody by pretending to be a police officer. But being a pretending to be a police officer is against the law. I'd better not go out and kill anybody because I don't want to get in trouble for pretending to be a police officer. Right? When, of course, the real solution would have been to teach women how to defend themselves and to use handguns and for them to be armed and for also to not have the police. Because if there's no such thing as the police, and if the citizens aren't conditioned to mindlessly obey the police, then you can't have somebody pretending to be a police officer and murdering people. But that would interfere with, you know, people being sheep and people being cattle and people obeying the state. All right, anyway, let me get back to reading comments. So here's a response to the question I just read about the dress code posted. Kayla responds with this. An issue similar happened to me at the Drunken Monkey, Same owners, and when I asked where the dress code was, the bouncer said the dress code doesn't need to be posted. If I don't want you here, I don't need to let you in. And Sarah, the blog writer, responded to that one. Most bars will leave it up to the doorman's discretion, but when it's not enforced equally, that's something that needs to be addressed. Sarah also responded to represent the person who originally asked the question about are the dress code rules posted. She says, the dress code rules are not posted anywhere for the public view. Not online, not in the bar, nowhere. I'm not sure if there is a dress code for employees to refer to while they're on the job. And again, the owners don't have to write it down, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, who gets into a club is at the discretion of the doorman, blah, blah, blah. But then again, if you want to have good relations with the public, and again, as I said before, if you want people to come to your club, you put the dress code on the website so people can see what the dress code is before they show up. So if you really give a shit about bringing in good clients and having a good face to your business facing the public, why would you not write that on a piece of paper and put it out? This is just kind of pathetic. Somebody responded to this because remember this guy made the comment about we should all rent suits and show up in mass to protest. Somebody who calls himself Truth replied to that and said, it's funny because you have to rent a suit. Ha 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 ha. You don't deserve to go in any business. Well, you know, not everybody owns a suit because maybe not everybody needs one. Somebody, I don't know how to pronounce this, J-O-A-O Diaz, says this. I liked Rec Room and was regular at that place until January 20th, 2014. Penny Pitchers Monday, when the bouncers didn't let me in, arguing my leather jacket was not allowed there. Came back with a different coat and again was rejected. My friends asked why, and I said, it's because I'm Hispanic. The bouncers laughed at us and clearly said yes. I'm proudly Latino, professional, student at CSU, and totally respectful at other cultures that call us third world countries. Me and my friends are totally okay if contacted for interviews as well. Thanks. Here somebody makes fun of him for his poor grammar. I mean, again, you know, you're on the internet making, you know, the saying, it never gets old. Arguing with somebody on their internet is like running in the Special Olympics. Even if you win, you're still retarded. So yeah, it's funny to make fun of people's inability to fucking write on the internet, but so what? And then he comes back with saying he's 24 years old, he's an anthropologist, a philologist, he's specialized in ethnic environments. I don't even know what the fuck that is, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So now, now everything very quickly degenerates into, hold on, all right, never mind, I'll do that later. I will stop getting distracted. squirrel! Oh no! So anyway, everything quickly degenerates into making fun of people's grammar. Again, not that you've heard me right here in this podcast make fun of people who write LOL in their comments. I'm not above it. I'm just pointing it out. Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. Davey J wrote this. So, a little worried about your article. Saturday night, myself and two other friends tried, this guy can't spell for shit either, to go in the rec room, and is spelled S-N-D, tried is spelled T-R-Y-E-D. It is Saturday is not capitalized. But anyway, since we're making fun of people's skills and everything with the keyboard, anyhow, directly behind the fella with the Corona hat, and my friend was rejected as well, but because his tattoo on his chest was too visible. Too, as in T-O instead of T-O-O. But again, we're not making fun of people's spelling skills, are we? We argued with the doorman and just turned and left to another establishment. My friend and I that tried, T-R-Y-E-D, to get in are all Caucasian. You're all Caucasian, not partially Caucasian, but all Caucasian. I'm, no capital I, no apostrophe, and I'm wondering, W-O-N-S-E-R-I-N-G, wondering why that wasn't in your blog. Is this a lil tainted bias journalism? But we're not making fun of anybody's spelling skills. Kristen, one of the investigators, responds with, nope, not tainted at all. I tried my best to make sure I talked to everyone who is rejected and to list their reasons. It seems as though I missed you while talking to the guy in the hat. If I had seen you, I most certainly would have asked to take a photo of your tattoo to include in the post. Davey J responds to that. The original writer responds, ah, yeah, just wondering because we got in a loud uproar with the Yeti and Rec guys. Kristen responded to that. I probably didn't hear it because the hat guy and his friends were all chatting, were all about chatting and taking the photos. And Sarah, the writer, responds, I must have missed it too. I'm not going to lie. I got a little distracted for the first few minutes by the dude standing out in the square with, quote, the blood of Jesus washes away sins sign. So you went there to do investigative reporting and you're looking at the guy with the Jesus sign. Is it because your hatred of religion is so intense that you can't focus on what you're supposed to be doing? Or is it because you wanted to have sex with him? I'm not really sure how that's relevant. Oh my God, short attention span, squirrel! There's a guy over there with a sign about Jesus and I hate Jesus. All right, anyway. And here's somebody pointing out that you should run a more scientific experiment. And, well, yes, agreed. In a perfect world, you would run a more scientific experiment with controls and people dressed in exactly the same wardrobe, only different color skin. Yes, that is absolutely true. And on one hand, you know, they wanted to get this information out, and that's how they did this the way they did this. Another way to have gone about it would have been to run a test similar to this on different nights and to have control groups. For example, and if you wanted to do this the best, because unlike many of you out there, I actually have a fucking background in science. For new listeners to the show, hang on a sec. For new listeners to the show who have not heard my multitude of stories, let me inform you that I worked in the animal medical veterinary research field for 8 fucking years, okay? I know a little bit more about science than virtually all of you, and I certainly know more about science than those of you who believe in global warming, because I understand that global warming is not science, it's a religion, and I can articulate why, most importantly, because there is no fucking null hypothesis. And any science that doesn't have a null hypothesis is not science. All right. So I know a lot more about science than you, so don't just shut the fuck up. Yes, in a perfect world, what they would have done, is an extended experiment. I would have had 5 nights where we did essentially what they did here, is just sampling what's going on. And then on 5 different nights, I would have done that. I would have gotten 2 people or multiple people, but I'd had like a black person and a white person in the exact same outfit and tried to send them in. Or I would have had a Hispanic person and a white person in the exact same outfit and tried to send them in. And I would have done that, you know, 5 different times, 5 different nights. I would have tried it multiple times on each night. And I would have tracked visually, like, okay, who is the doorman, yada, yada, yada. The people who wrote this may not have wanted to commit that much time to it. They might have, for some reason, felt like they were on a time deadline. You know, again, this, I mean, as much as Sarah is obviously a left-wing statist feminazi, I mean, considering what they have to work with, I think this is a fairly unbiased post. You know, they did the important thing to do on the internet, which is they stick a question mark on the end of it. The title of the blog post is not, is the rec room is racist. The title is the rec room racist, with a question mark, right? We've talked about that before with the Trust Me, I'm Lying book. You can't write a blog post that says Hussein Obama and Glenn Beck have a love child from the 60s, but you can write one that says, do Hussein Obama and Glenn Beck have a love child from the 60s? Question mark. Because now it's a question. So, yes, their methodology doesn't live up to the strictest of scientific experiments. But given what they had to work with and given what they're doing, they've done a reasonably good job here of collecting data and presenting it in an unbiased way, other than the fact that they make fun of the 2 white men without making fun of anybody else. But remember, discriminating against heterosexual white men who work for a living is completely acceptable, just like it's acceptable to walk up to skinny girls and say, you sure are skinny, you need to gain some weight, but you can't walk up to fat women and say, you are fucking fat, you look like a fucking giant, fucking bloated, fucking pig, and you need to lose some fucking weight. So anyhow, let's get back to reading stuff. Did that. Okay, Micha, M-I-C-H-A, I don't know the correct pronunciation for that, writes this comment. They also deny people that look homosexual as well. I've been denied entry to Yeti and Rec Room because I was wearing skinny jeans. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're wearing skinny jeans, you should be denied entry to the planet Earth. That's just me, though. It's just me. They have also told me I couldn't come in because my jeans were ripped. Also, on another occasion, because I was wearing a white shirt. Let me guess, white shirts. So let me say this right. If your shirt is white, you're in a gang. If your shirt is black, you're in a gang. If your shirt is white, black, and red plaid, you're in a gang. So here's my question. What fucking color shirt can you wear that you're not in a gang? Why doesn't the Yeti just let people know what color you're allowed to wear? Because obviously you can't wear white, you can't wear black, you can't wear red. What the fuck can you wear in this shithole that wants to be a nightclub? All right. There are tons of people in there with ripped jeans and white shirts. Basically, here we finally get to the truth. Basically, they don't want you in there unless you're a girl or a brawny, heterosexual-looking white male. Well, yes! They want the girls in there to get the brawny, heterosexual-looking white men with credit cards in there buying booze. You can't deny that the truth of that last sentence. That's what I've been saying. That's the entire business model of a nightclub. I've said that 1,000 times. I don't need to repeat myself. All right. Somebody who calling himself CO Royalty says this. If these are the only photographic examples you have, I'm not convinced. These outfits are unforgivable, and they're lucky they just got turned away, because if it were my bar, I would have had them executed by firing squad for wearing those atrocities. Now, this person is probably a statist. Notice the humorous, I'm assuming humorous, but still the threat of violence. If you were wearing those clothes, if you're wearing clothes that I don't approve of, I would have you killed. That's statism at its best, right there. Okay, he continues. It continues. Before you offer your sheltered opinions regarding this alleged racism, please broaden your horizons and leave small town Fort Collins for once. Now, notice that he's not presenting any evidence that this isn't racism. He's telling other people to broaden their horizons and leave Fort Collins, yada, yada, yada. You can always tell when people don't know what they're talking about when they don't have evidence. These policies are in place in just about every bar club worth going to. Well, I've been to bars and clubs worth going to in big cities like Blue Planet and Chickasaw, and they were packed with black people. Just throwing that out. All right, where was I? As for them discriminating against gays, I'm pretty damn gay and half black, by the way, and I am in the Rec Room and Yeti every weekend. I've gotten in wearing skin-tight leather jeans, sunglasses, turbans, camo, pink shorts. Okay, this person thinks other people should be executed for wearing the stuff that they show in the picture, and this person has worn pink shorts. I don't care if you are gay. If you're a man, gay, bi, hetero, homo, tri, trans, multi, I don't care what kind of sexual you are. If you're a man, if you have a nutsack, and you're wearing pink shorts, if anybody should fucking be executed, it would be you. And I have a tattoo on my hand. It is because of people like you that the world has trouble moving past racism. If fear-mongers like yourself would let go of this archaic mindset that everyone is racist, then we'd be able to achieve the post-racial world that it's just out of reach. In a way, he has a point there, but as I've said, of course we cling to racism. People cling to racism because it's their excuse to failure, for some of them. You know, people who can't find a job, whatever, they can blame that on racism. I couldn't get a job because everybody's racist. Just as the people who work for the Office of Affirmative Action and the people who work for the Diversity Office and the Tolerance Office and who teach black studies, all of these people need racism to keep having a job. So, Colorado royalty here, he's royal. He has some valid points. He's also an idiot. And he wears pink shorts. Erica Lanier says, racism in the United States is real. Calling it fear-mongering doesn't change anything. It just highlights your lack of education about a prominent issue. Excellent. More insults. That's my department, people. I will do the insulting here. All right. Colorado Royalty replies to her, lack of education? Oh, no, sweetie. Quite the contrary. I'm a gay black guy from Kansas, and you're trying to claim that I, of all people, don't know that racism is alive and well here in the U.S.? You and all the people agreeing with this asinine article are the ones who need to be educated. Calling a bar enforcing a debatably strict dress code racism just shows that you all have yet to experience the real racism in this nation. That's exactly what I'm saying. There are countless people and businesses that do things that warrant articles like this, but Rec Room, Yeti, DM, and their associates are not them. I am astounded by the ignorance of all of you in regards to the common practices of bars and clubs. Have we all forgotten when Rec Room was not too long ago 100 Octane, aka home to the Ratchets of FOCO? Okay, I do not know what the Ratchets of FOCO is. I have no clue. Okay, he continues, same owner, so get your facts straight before you come for me, Erica Lanier, because I'm not the one. You're welcome. Again, now, he has a point here, and I've talked about this before also here on Stating the Obvious. When I hear somebody telling me that, you know, there was racism because the attendant at the fucking Gap store talked to the white person before me or whatever, I've heard shit like this. I have told the story of being in the military down in Georgia and dealing with the presence of the Ku Klux Klan. I have told the story of seeing Stewart, who was a black man who is a medic in headquarters company, being found swinging on the end of a noose over the highway leading into Fort Benning, hanging from the bottom of the overpass. Okay. So when I hear somebody talking about how racism this and racism that, it's like, you know what? You're not swinging on the end of a rope. And I, to an extent, I agree with this person. People here in Fort Collins don't know what real, quote unquote, real racism looks like. To the, and that's part of the, and that is part of the shelter. I mean, this is the biggest thing we've got for racism in Fort Collins. We're doing really fucking good. When's the last time the Klan killed a black person in Fort Collins and fucking hung them? I would say hung them from an overpass, but Fort Collins doesn't have a fucking overpass going over the railroad track like a real city would. That's why Fort Collins is so desperate to have gang activity, because we want to be a real city. So do we have some racism here? Sure. Do we have black people getting hung on the end of ropes and being found dead? No. And there's some more yada, yada, yada. And then somebody responds to CO Royalty with, "This has to be Parrish. You're friends with the same circle of friends that the owners, that the owner and owner's girlfriend hang out with. So when you show up with friends of the owner, of course you're not getting turned away." CO Royalty responds in 14-year-old girl mode and says, "OMG, hashtag stalker, LOL, who is this? I go with people out of that circle a lot of the time." A lot is misspelled, A-L-O-L. "Of the time, but being semi-associated with that circle, I feel like I would know better than most whether or not they're racist. So take my comments as more credible than those of these random accounts that have made these accusations based on drunken nights events." Right, random accounts. You're not revealing who you are either. Don't accuse other people of being incorrect because they're not revealing their real name when you're not revealing your real name. Just going to throw that out. And of course, he hangs out with the owners. Boom. So yes, that does explain why he gets in the club. Then there's Lauren. "I'm with CBS4 News. If any of this happened to you, I'd love to hear about it. Email me, blah, blah, blah." And there's a number of people responding to that. "Once out of the three times I got turned down was because of the way I approached the door." Somebody else writes, "Lauren, I was turned down at the rec room for wearing a black hoodie. Also was not allowed in the Drunk Monkey for wearing a white t-shirt that I wear under my dress shirt and tie. I was another one. I was turned down for wearing polo boots. Two white guys behind me got in wearing Timberlands. The two white guys complained and asked how come I couldn't come in. These were two guys I didn't know. The bouncer explained that I couldn't get in because my boots were work boots, which is not true. I explained to him that Timberlands were indeed work boots. He was speechless but still didn't let me in." Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. "I was out on New Year's Eve and a couple of black guys dressed nicely, I thought, were turned away from the Yeti because of the dress code. They were wearing sweaters or something, but the dress code required button-ups. I went into the bar only to find white guys wearing t-shirts and tennis shoes ordering drinks. As a black woman myself, I was infuriated and begged the bouncer to let the guys in. The bouncer shook his head and looked at the ground while the black guys told me not to worry about it. It's happened before. I am ashamed and mortified that I've been supporting these places for so long." And again, exactly, there's the solution. Stop supporting these places. If these bars don't make money, they go out of business. If they go out of business, they can't keep people out for being racist. Oh, Randy, you're going to love me. We're going over because I just want to knock this out. I want to make this happen. I know we're getting short on time, so we're going over. Deal with it. What do we got to do to make that happen? You got it? You got me covered? Sweet. All right, here we go. So this one will be longer than normal. Randy always hates when I do that. Here's some stuff about visas. Couldn't get in because I had a visa. Here's somebody I just stood out. Levi, says this. "I worked his..." Breathe. Use tongue and lips together. You can make words. All right, here we go. I worked security here for a short time when it first changed to the rec room, and I never heard or saw any racist behavior. Quite a few people got denied entrance, but mostly intoxication level. There is a strict dress code, but nothing different than when I was in California. K.O. responded to that comment and said, I'm a young white woman and I rolled into the rec room a few weekends ago in leggings and what barely passed as a sweater. All of the white girls I was with were dressed in a similar manner. No one batted an eyelash. Not a very strict dress code. No, not for women, because the club wants you women in there. Sarah responds to this person who worked security and says this, denying someone entrance because of intoxication is absolutely valid, but that's not the explanation that any of these people were given. If any of them were denied for being drunk, it seems confusing to tell them it was because of their pants or something. True. Ah, here we go. B. Christine writes this. This is completely ridiculous. I am a person who has worked for the Campana family for 2 years, and they are nothing but good to everyone. I have been working in Old Town for 4 years, and many establishments follow a dress code. Many of you that have been turned down at one time have also been allowed entry at another. Clearly, this shows this is not a racial issue. Furthermore, there are employees at all of the bars of all different races. To lash out and try to distort a reputation because of your bruised ego is sickening. Craig responds to this and says, having non-whites work for you is the furthest thing from proof of being decent to people. Exclusively private white country clubs have black and Hispanic employees. It doesn't mean they think of any of those people as actual people. It's a good point. I mean, the black slave owners had black slaves, so obviously they couldn't have been racist, right? Because they had black people working for them. B. Christine, so Sarah, the writer, says, you think it was poorly written. I'm hurt. I think that's sarcasm, but I'm not sure. B. Christine responded, to be a good journalist, because B. Christine obviously knows what being a good journalist is. They tell it being a good journalist is, honey. Being a good journalist means mindlessly accepting whatever the government says. Being a good journalist means when Hussein Obama murders people in foreign countries with flying robots because they were in their cars driving to a wedding and he thought they might have been a terrorist convoy. Being a good journalist means finding ways to blame that on the Tea Party. Being a good journalist means never pointing out that Obamacare doesn't actually provide health care for anybody who is poor. Obamacare simply requires people to buy health insurance from multi-billion-dollar corporations, and if you can't afford health insurance from multi-billion-dollar corporations, then you have to pay additional income taxes. That is what being a good journalist would be. Okay? That's what being a good journalist is. Being a good journalist is sucking Obama's cock and obeying your overlords in the government. Now, B. Christine says, to be a good journalist, you must provide all of the details from all angles. Really, and when's the last time you've ever heard a journalist provide all of the details from all of the angles? Turn on Fox News. Are you getting all the details from all the angles? Turn on MSNBC. Are you getting all the details from all the angles? You don't know the fucking fuck you're talking about, honey. Two questions. Did you ask to interview people of all races that were inside the bar? Why were they allowed entry? And two, how many people were you distracted by while plenty of others were being turned away? Sarah responds, one, doormen generally don't tell you why you were allowed to enter, only why you weren't. Two, my attention span is not nearly that short. And if you'll recall, I spent much of the night inside the bar while my partner interviewed people outside. Actually, Sarah, you're the one who admitted you were distracted by the guy with the Jesus sign because you wanted to have sex with him. So chill. B. Christine then responds, oh, I thought you were trying to inform us of the differences of the people inside the bar as opposed to the ones being turned away. Silly me, I don't know why I would think you would enlighten us of who was in the bar. Sarah then responds with, you may want to reread the article. Which is true, they did talk about the people who are in the bar. And if you didn't catch that, then yeah, you might want to reread the article. B. Christine, because she has nothing to do other than try to engage in a flame war on the internet. Because remember, even if you win an argument on the internet, it's like running in the Special Olympics. You're still retarded. B. Christine then responds with, the information given was distorted and based on opinion. As opposed to information that's not based on opinion, because it's possible for people to just not have opinions. Of course. She continues, you are not the door guy. Have you ever worked in a bar? Did you interview any staff to ask what policies are followed? There are plenty of variables that you have left out while making such a big accusation. Okay, again, yes, they've left out some variables for a number of reasons. They did this for one night. They have limited resources. It's a blog post. It can't be more than 1,000 words. Otherwise, nobody will fucking read it because you all have short attention spans. And they're not making that big of an accusation. They're simply asking the question, is what's going on here racist or not? And presenting the limited evidence they have. Kristen, the other investigator, jumps in and responds with this. Actually, a journalist said this about the post in an email to me. Quote, I'm impressed by the way you two went about seeking answers, comma, truth in what is really going on, comma, without drawing conclusions yourself, unquote. Somebody who calls himself Name says, what truth did you seek? This is a response to that. What truth did you seek? You talked to drunk people. I would love to... There's no period in here either. This is one sentence. You talked to drunk people. I would love to sit up and interview with you and enlighten you on some things I have witnessed at the bar with people of color. Kristen responded, well, this comment sounds enlightening enough already. Thank you. B. Christine comes back to try to finish this off and says, my point is the fact that this is not a racial issue. The door guy has a big job and many reasons go into the decision he makes in order to protect the bar, its employees, and patrons. That's why this entire article is not legitimate. Yes, because the guy with the Corona hat was obviously dangerous to the bar and its patrons. I mean, can you imagine if that guy with the Corona hat or the guy with the black, red, white plaid shirt. I mean, if those two guys would have gotten into that bar, who knows what damage could have happened. There could be thousands and thousands of drunk, dead college kids the next morning. I mean, those two were clearly dangerous. Obviously psychopathic, probably members of the patriarchy, most likely rapist. They probably had machine guns hidden. That guy with the Corona hat, he probably had a fucking machine gun hidden under there. He was going to go in and he was going to shoot all of those skanky hoes. Yes, they were protecting the bar and its patrons. I mean, no, really, I fucking get a dress code. I fucking get it, but it's just so ludicrous. And again, if you want to have a high-end establishment and you want to have a dress code, tell people what the dress code is. Don't, you know, expecting your customers to have to guess about what they need to wear in order to gain entrance to your establishment? Why? Why the fuck would you do that other than you're just an idiot? If I have a bar and there's a dress code, I don't want people to have to guess. Here's somebody, oh, and then B. Christine, still being an idiot, responds to Craig, and she says, Craig, do you really think in today's age people of other races would work for a company that supports racial profiling? Think about how silly you sound. Well, of course. The government supports racial profiling. Look how many minorities work for the government. I mean, Jesus fucking H. Christ, honey. Are you this stupid? Yes, you are. Of course, fucking minorities would work for a fucking company that fucking supports fucking racial profiling. Every company supports racial profiling. It's called affirmative action. You have to support it, or the government, which supports racial profiling, will fucking fine you, shut you down, audit your income taxes, put you in prison. All companies support racial profiling. They have to. It's called affirmative action. And blah, blah, blah. There's a little bit more of this. And here's some more. Man, B. Christine is popular. There's a lot of this. Some more insulting. Some more insulting. And then there's some people who are bitch slapping her. And then she's getting bitch slapped some more. And now we've degenerated into shit like defining the word racism and defining classism and all this other shit because we're degenerating really bad. And then Beast Christine says the evidence provided is a joke. Had she done more research and posted an interview from the door guy, would he blah, blah, blah. All to create a racial debate over that is wrong. Blah. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Concerned CSU girl writes this. I used to work there. Rec room and Yeti will come up with any excuse to deny non-white people. Sarah responds, what did you do there? What kind of things did you see? I haven't seen a response to that yet. Somebody here points out the obvious. Stop supporting bad businesses and people. Yes, exactly. Concerned citizen writes this. Finally, a topic about discrimination in Old Town. I've lived in Fort Collins for years, and I've been wanting to address something for a while. I'm a male, average-sized build, and in my mid-20s. I believe there is some sexual discrimination going on because I go to Bondi's and want to dance on the bar, but they won't let me, and say only females. Are we not all equal? No, we're not, because you see, all people are equal. But women are more equal than others. That's why women... Well, never mind. Johnny Walker writes, sorry, but why waste your time trying to get into a place like this again and again? Give them the finger, take your money elsewhere, and have a good time. Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, here's somebody who writes about how, yes, you have to get the girls in order to, you know, you have to understand they're trying to keep the guy-to-girl ratio even and such as that, which is true. And Sarah responds, and you're right about the girl thing, gross, but that's the way bars work. Now remember, this Sarah writes a blog called Late Night for Collins, which is about going to bars and getting drunk. And she writes about the bars, gross, but that's the way bars work. Oh, you mean the same bars that you support and write about and go to and spend your money and encourage other people to go to? It's gross, but that's the way they work. But you don't have a problem promoting them. Okay, just throwing that out. Just pointing, yeah. Yeah, you know, those Nazi concentration camps, they're kind of gross. But I really think we need to get more Jews in there. And I volunteer on the weekends to be a guard at the camp. And anyone who tries to escape, I shoot them. But those concentration camps, they're really gross. Here's another person throwing out the accusation that the people they talked to were obviously drunk, and so the interviews are not valid because they're talking to drunk people. So again, drunk people are somehow or another, when you become drunk, you become invalid or something like that. I don't know. Here, Rec Room also discriminates against people with hand and neck tattoos. Well, stop getting tattoos. We talked about that, especially if you're chicks. Yada, yada, yada. American Realist says this. I think any owner should be able to decide who can and can't enter his building and business. I have traveled the country continuously and found that I am turned down from many, mainly colored places on a regular basis. Do I complain? No, I don't own the place. But one thing I find very funny about this being racist is that a man of color is employed there and colored guest DJs have been hits there. Yes, recently, very recently. So who are the real criminals here? You bloggers? It's a question, not a statement. The people who choose not to conform to a standard that is used in many establishments, including schools. Yes, schools that each and every one of you went to and followed the rules. Question mark. This claim absolutely makes me sick to my stomach. It is another attempt for people who deny conforming to society. It is another attempt for people who deny conforming to a society and for liberal tabloids to cause worthless drama. A little muddled, but I think I get his point. First of all, yes. Business owners should be allowed to decide who comes and goes in their business. Welcome to anarcho-capitalism. Welcome to freedom. Welcome to property rights and non-aggression. I completely agree with that. As for his assertion that these are libtards trying to cause worthless drama, well, again, yes, this is a blog. Blogs exist to make money, just like the rest of the media. You make money with a blog, or with a TV station, or with a radio station, or with a newspaper, or with a magazine. The way you make money with those is by selling advertising. The way you sell advertising is by getting people to pay money to advertise in your publication, whatever form it takes. And in order to get people to pay money to advertise in your publication, you have to have circulation numbers. Is the point of this blog post to create drama, to get attention? Well, of course it is. And it's working because you took time out of your day to leave a comment. Here's somebody saying that the black man who is wearing the red, black, white plaid shirt doesn't look black. His hands look pretty white to me. So now we're saying the black people aren't black, they're white. This is sad. Alright, moon, blah, 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 and there's more. There's more about that, and it's not race, yada, yada, yada. Here's somebody, gay couple CR writes this. Not only do they deny people of color, but they turned me and my boyfriend away. We are gay. The sad thing is they said we could not go in because I was wearing khakis, and he was wearing a blue plaid shirt, much like the red one in the article. So khakis are gang-related now also. Now at this point, oh my God, here somebody showed up. This is like a whole new podcast right here. Somebody calling herself Soak Major Girl. She writes this giant paragraph about how, you know, she would have done this better and you need to do more research, and she wrote this on her cell phone. Oh my God, LOL. Oh God, I'm just gonna let you go read that one. And somebody responded to that with, nice try, Rec Room owner. And she goes on and on and on and on and on, and you can tell she's a femistatist. And you can tell she's in college because she's pretty fucking clueless. I'm not even going there. And somebody responds to her, I'm glad you took a class in college. It's unfortunate to see that as a sociology student, you must not be required to take English courses. Gosh. Whew. And she's the new B. Christine. She's writing a bunch of shit here, yada, yada, yada. And yada, yada, yada. God, we're getting close-ish to the end. Yada, yada, yada. I'm looking for the good stuff now. See, now I'm just finished making fun of people. I just want to wrap this up. And, oh my God. Oh my God. here's somebody else who wants to try to get all science on us. Here's somebody, and blah, 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 blah. USMC 0106 writes this: while on leave, myself and my wife, both of us mixed, were denied entry because I was wearing too much red. Once I flashed my military ID, their dress code seemed almost non-existent. We left anyways. I will never go there again. Alicia writes, finally, someone else noticed this. I have a number of mixed race friends who have been turned away while my white friends were never looked at twice. It's shameful and pathetic. And at this point, we're pretty much... It's pretty much all repeating itself. It's people are saying, yes, they're racist. It's other people saying, no, they're not racist. And then there's people calling each other names because of their poor grammar or because of their inability to spell. And then there's some more of that. And then there's some more calling people names. And then finally, J.R. Wilson ends with saying, I was turned away because my white shirt was considered gang attire. A freaking white shirt. What a joke. My God, how long did I talk about this? Other than longer than I needed to talk. Randy, what? Jesus fucking Christ. All right, play the music. We're out of here. The next edition of Staying the Obvious, we're going to be back to dealing with a pile on my floor. This is dead to me. I will not be revisiting this in any way, manner, shape, or form. Unless something really, really interesting happens. All right, y'all have fun.